This week's Dry Bean Scene is brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association. For the current marketing year, export sales of dry edible beans into Mexico have been slow. That according to NDSU Extension crops economist Frayne Olson.
People are trying to figure out, is this a pricing thing, which I don't think it is. Is it just a hesitation? They want to wait to make sure that the trade agreement is in place first. And so very similar, the ending stocks forecast for pinto beans are about, you know, where we would normally expect them to be, maybe a little bit on the low side. If export pace does continue to expand and we get more sales into Mexico, does the pinto bean market need to buy additional acres? At a minimum, they have to hold the acres they had last year. Do we need additional acres? And then how do you price that so that it makes sense? Of course, you know, the price of soybeans will have an impact on what everybody does for these alternative crops as well.
And that's been the Dry Bean Scene, brought to you by the North Harvest Bean Growers Association.